This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, coming back to our story today, which is a follow-up actually on our conversation yesterday on the robbery and murder of a Grab driver in Sabah. Questions about safety with ride-hailing services have come up. There was another case today, I believe, that happened in Kuching, is that right?
Yes, a Grab driver was hit on the head with a hammer and shot with a BB gun. He is fine, but he is being treated for injuries. They're still looking for the suspect at this moment.
So it's been a little bit... It's been a season of worry, really. And we spoke yesterday to Daniel Fernandez of DSF.my. Today, we have a Grab driver on the line. Before we get to that, though, we do also have Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai, who is the Senior Vice Chairman of the Malaysia Crime Prevention Foundation. Tan Sri, what are your thoughts on the safety of Grab drivers and passengers here in Malaysia?
Now, the Crime Prevention Foundation, of course, is very concerned. I think we regard the... to the latest incidents involving Grab drivers in the country. Now, as far as we are concerned, I would like perhaps to suggest that e-hailing operators should introduce stringent measures that could help protect both the drivers and the passengers. Among others, e-hailing operator should compel all passengers to register using their identity cards to protect the safety of the drivers following the spate of recent incidents. At present, as far as I'm aware, only Grab drivers are required to furnish their details on the appointments, but the same didn't apply to passengers who paid in cash. Only those, for example, paying with the debit cards via GrabPay are required to furnish their details. Now, the operators must ensure passenger details like their full name, the identity number and address are available in the system for better this monitoring. The other suggestion I wish to make is this, that perhaps the time has come for drivers to install some kind of closed circuit television, or you can call it a dash cam, some kind of device in each car, which is connected online and feeds straight to the headquarters of the company. It will ensure that passengers with bad intentions will think twice, I think, before doing anything, as they know they are being disrecorded.
So the company does have several measures in place to ensure the safety of both drivers and passengers. Should there be more involvement with the police when setting up these security measures?
Yes, I think there is a need, I think, for the Grab company, I think, to have a relook at some of the measures that they have initiated, that they are taking now in the interest of the safety of the drivers. And this is something that perhaps they can discuss with the authorities, the police, for example. Maybe the police may be able to comment on some of those measures, or the police may like to suggest new measures to beef up the safety of the drivers. For your information, Grab has, in fact, this written to us, written to the Malaysian Crime Prevention Foundation, and they have this suggested that they would like to sign an MOU, you know, for the purpose of enabling the foundation to do some maybe some awareness, these campaigns, or even, for example, to give out some tips, the do's and don'ts. To the Grab drivers and so on. Now, we have received that request from Grab, and we have decided that we will assist them and we will sit down to discuss about what they would like us to do and how we can help. As far as we are concerned as a crime prevention body, of course, we are very concerned about safety. Of both the drivers as well as the passengers. And we should look at this as part of the crime picture, you know, as part of the crime situation in the country. And I think it is important that the steps need to be taken to reinforce the security or safety measures that have been taken by Grab.
Tan Sri, thank you for sharing that with us. That was Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai, Senior Vice Chairman of the MCPF. Up next, we're going to get the perspective of a Grab driver, and we will be back to talk about Grab and safety in general. You can send any thoughts through WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us as well at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good evening. It is 7:16. You're listening to Lynn and Kelvin. We're continuing our follow-up of the story surrounding Grab and driver safety. There was a recent incident, of course, of a robbery and a murder of a Grab driver in Sabah. We are also hearing today of a story of an assault on a Grab driver in Kuching. So it is clearly a problem. We've been asking you for your thoughts. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thomas, who is a Grab driver, is saying an emergency button on the handphone will not help. That's the first thing they'll take. Should invent a hidden button somewhere in the car.
Yeah, and among that, Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai's suggestion was also to have a dash cam in the car. So if anything happens, at least you have some evidence of it.
So we're now going to get the perspective of a Grab driver who's on the line with us. Is Lester Ng, a former driver who left Grab just about 2 months ago. Lester, thanks for joining us. So can you tell us, before you considered starting as a driver, did the safety of the job factor into this?
Yes, I am aware that there are risks of taking up driving for e-hailing, especially when, e-hailing drivers have some sort of developed a reputation for, being affected by this kind of safety issues. And I can say for sure that it is due to this reason that a lot of people these days, increasingly, more and more people, they don't see driving for e-hailing is something that's worth doing due to all this security and safety risk. And number one, you have to pick up people, unknown people, people that you don't know from places that you might not be familiar with. So in light of that situation, you kind of expose yourself to every possible danger that could happen. You could be fetching passengers that might want to harass you, especially for female drivers. Some people that I know, they encountered sexual harassment in a way. While some other drivers, they do face some sort of behaviors that kind of, it adds that worriness into us drivers, and sometimes in the worst case, we'll just try to cancel the ride in order to protect our own safety.
Have you ever had to take certain measures while on the job for your own safety? For example, rejecting rides, stopping at a certain time, or avoiding areas?
I will admit that, yes, I did took certain measures. I take some actions whenever I felt that my safety could be compromised, especially a lot of e-hailing drivers, they drive at night, and more often than not, many of them also drive after hours. It is during these after hours that the risk of crime is a little bit higher, I would say significantly higher. And a lot of us, including myself, what we will typically do is, if we find that we're going to pick up somebody, someone from a certain location that is known to be places where safety is less assured, we will sometimes consider turning them down. Or sometimes, if there are more than two or three people, sometimes we will also try to obtain some additional information from the passengers before deciding whether to pick them up or not. More often than not, we try to turn down passenger groups, especially if we recognize that these people are kind of behaving not in a way that is safe for both the passengers and the drivers.
Right. And when do you actually, or when do you make that decision?
Okay. Sometimes when we receive our job card, we can see their pickup and drop-off locations as well as the name of the passenger that's requesting. So sometimes we will see where they're picking up or dropping off. If the locations are pretty obvious, then we will either decide instantly whether to accept or reject. But sometimes when we head there to the location and we see that these people who are there waiting for us, they don't appear as normal as they are, then sometimes we use our discretion to actually turn down the job ride. Yeah.
Unfortunately, like you said, this is one of many cases we see in the news regarding violence against Grab drivers. How has the company reacted in these instances?
All right. So I would say that the company, especially for Grab, they have been quite appropriate, I would say, in responding to these incidents. And in most cases, they will actually come up with statements and reassurances to drivers that they are, number one, they are aware of what's going on, specifically, let's say if there's a specific instance of safety issues that affects any of their drivers, they will actually address it specifically, saying that they are aware what happened. They are trying to, inside they have communicated to the authorities regarding the situation, and they will also provide certain measures to assure us drivers that they are looking after us, they are taking care of our safety, and for drivers who might have any concerns, they are open to us, they are willing to listen to us.
And have you ever felt like maybe you needed more support from Grab in terms of safety?
I will say that while I appreciate what they have been doing so far, a lot of us, myself included, feel that, you know, there are always room for improvement. I will say that recently Grab has implemented some sort of emergency button for drivers. It's more or less the same as the emergency button that passengers have, in a way that we can share our current location to trusted friends or family, or if there's ever a need for when we have emergency, we have a button that will call the nearest police station. So in a way, that helps the drivers a lot. But at the same time, I feel that, you know, if we are, especially for Grab, if we have the ability to evaluate passengers based on their rating and perhaps turn them down if the passengers turn out to be less than what we've expected, then I think that will be a great way to increase confidence among us drivers to continue doing Grab work safely.
It sounds like there are measures in place for drivers, but have you ever felt that the same consideration for passenger safety has been taken for drivers?
I will say that sometimes they do improve on a lot of areas for drivers, but there are times I felt that, you know, they could do better, especially in terms of safety, in these situations, especially in the Klang Valley, where, you know, safety is an issue among Grab drivers. And one of the things that Grab did was to have like what we call a teh tarik session with drivers to be open to share between drivers and Grab. But I still felt that it's, you know, it's not as regular as you know, we expect. A lot of drivers, I'm sure, they would like to participate. They want to, you know, use that platform to share their thoughts about safety and all. But we hope that, you know, Grab will provide more of those platforms, more of the opportunity, because currently it's just like you know, once every month or once every 2-3 months or so. And a lot of drivers do not have the time to actually come and express their thoughts and opinions and suggestions to Grab. So having more of those opportunities will actually help us. So, yeah.
Lester, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Lester Ng, a former Grab driver, commenting on this issue of driver safety, which has been in the news recently. You can let us know if you're a Grab driver in particular, do you think enough has been done for your safety? We'd like to hear from you. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.